Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by David Lenore, Shelby County Trustee, and Cheyenne Johnson, Shelby County Property Assessor, along with Bill Dries from the Memphis Daily News. I'll start with you, David. Where are we in terms of collections on the county level, at least, with tax collections and with your sense of the state of our fiscal health?
Yeah, well, as far as collections, Eric, collections have been very strong in the trustee's office. The challenge has been the reappraisals and the tax rolls. The tax rolls have obviously shrunk from where they were back in 2009 because our property taxes are based on property values. And in this real estate bust that we've had, property values have obviously declined since 2009. So as I try to describe it, our collection efforts are strong, but the pie is shrinking. So while our collection percentage is good, we're collecting less than we were 3 years ago from a dollar amount, where we may have billed in property taxes $780 million back in 2009, we may bill $760 million in 2012. So $20 million has gone off the tax rolls.
And we talk about the shrinking pie. Cheyenne, you've been in office now into your second term, coming out of, again, you know, the worst housing crisis the country has seen in however many years. You have the unenviable task of trying to put a fair value on everyone and dealing with that shrinking pie. What is your take that at this stage as we get close to that time?
I think right now we're actually at a standstill in regards to property values. The last reappraisal did occur in 2009, at which time we were in just at the tip of when all the values began to start dropping. With the new reappraisal coming in 2013, it will be more reflective of what the market actually shown. I'm seeing fewer foreclosures taking place in the community, and yet I do see some financing activity occurring that's also going to assist with increasing the values in many areas.
Yeah.
David, you talked about the pie shrinking. We had some economic development people on, I guess, the last week's show talking about pilots and things like that. And I wonder if that's attributable to any of the shrinkage you're talking about, what that does to the tax base, if that makes your job sort of how that affects, you know, the
Yeah, well, the pilots are bittersweet and can turn bitter very quickly. Of course, the pilots are awarded to encourage and promote economic development throughout the community. There's a loss in property tax, but the hope is that there's other economic value that's gained by bringing those companies here. I think in the last year, we abated, or the county wrote off about $50 million in property tax that was awarded in pilots. Some of that is real estate and some of that is personal property. So the hope is that, again, the jobs and the sales tax and what's created by those jobs coming here will offset that. Part of the challenge that we have is just there's wide cracks in the floor with the pilots in terms of when the contract is awarded. Sometimes the contract is not given to our office, and so bottom line is some of them aren't billed in a timely fashion. You know, I don't know from a pie shrinking standpoint there's really that much impact, because like I said, the idea is a trade-off. You know, we're gonna give up some property tax, but we hope we get it back in jobs or in sales tax or some other form.
You mentioned foreclosures, Cheyenne, and the foreclosure numbers come down. Daily News, our real estate division, tracks that. It is coming down. It's down dramatically from the peak. And that had an effect on people's values, obviously, but some people argued that it should have had more of an effect, you know, that when overall property values and sales prices, average sale prices in the county, the city are down, you know, 10, 15, 20% in some neighborhoods, but, you know, property valuations only drop in the single digits. They don't understand why there's not more of an impact on their own personal tax.
Property.
That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next week.
Well, what you have to keep in mind is that the Shelby County legislators recommended a four-year reappraisal cycle. When we go on a four-year reappraisal cycle, we're required to go back for the last 2 years to review values that have occurred in the community for the last 2 years prior to a reappraisal. In this case, when the 2009 reappraisal actually was issued, the values were issued, we actually were looking at values which occurred in 8 and the 7. The downfall in the market actually did not start being noticed until maybe August or September. We could not take 3 or 4 months of value change to reflect a reappraisal for the entire county. We're required by law to actually review all sales for the last 1 to 2 years and use those. It's going to be interesting with the upcoming reappraisal, because in 09, even though the values were dropping, we had a significant number of sales during that time frame. And then with the upcoming reappraisal, we're going to see we have fewer sales, even though we're still going to be required to go back and look at what happened in the last 2 years. We still are going to have to complete the reappraisal.
That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next week.